pain, the painstaking trips that you have taken to come to what is known as the heartland. The heartland is away from many people. We live on the coasts. And to come to Kansas and to come here to ignite the flame of Ahlul Bayt and to bring the message to ourselves as well as a witness to this land. We thank you all for being here and for the amazing speakers who are here, the knowledge that they have given, the time that they have shared, and for all the people, how good you were in so many ways that words do not describe. And the children, you know, except for those, you know, who are on the roller skates on the elevator, you know, or somewhere like that. I'm just kidding. All the kids were great, right? We had the kids class this year. There were 80 participants in the kids class. So all of them were excellent, and the prizes were given out to them. Because the bus has had to leave, you know, so we gave out the prizes. But we really appreciate the work that all the volunteers here had put together. And all the people who worked behind the scenes for many months in order to make this happen. Please, for all of them and for all of you, send a loud salawat. You know, really the awards and recognition truly is the fact that your presence in this field, this arena, is a recognition by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But inshallah, we want to make some recognition on our part. For all the amazing guests who were here and did so much here and shared their time and shared the knowledge on us and kept them under the shade. We want to acknowledge them the way that we can, and we know that better than us is Allah who's going to acknowledge their efforts. So to give these awards to the guests who are here, the speakers and all these people, I invite Maulana Abbas Elia, if you can please come on to the podium so that we may give the awards to those guests who are here and to recognize the audience. Send a loud salawat.
Brothers and sisters, before Maulana gets to the podium and recognizes the volunteers and the ulama, I'd like to remind those of you who are in the Chicago area and who are using the bus service and the tri-state region, they are leaving immediately after this speech. So please make sure you catch your bus. Thank you.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdu li ahlihi wa salatu ala ahliha. وَاللَّعْنَةُ عَلَىٰ مَنْ اسْتَحَقَّهَا إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الدِّينِ. Please say salawat. Seventh Annual Muslim Congress Conference. In the love of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, for the sake of the greatest message, Hurriyat and freedom and Ubudiyat and worship of Allah, I, on behalf of the Board of Trustees and the Board of Directors of the Muslim Congress, would like to thank all of you, all the participants who have left because they had to leave early, and all those who have been working hard behind the scenes, all the volunteers who did their best efforts to make sure everything is in its place. Honestly, the rewards can only be given by Allah. humans cannot reward. And this dunya is not Darul Jaza in our Ilmul Kalam. In this dunya we can only do as much. Isn't it right? We can do a little. And just for the sake of the token of appreciation, we have some rewards, some certificates that need to be given. But before that, I feel obliged to thank all those brothers and sisters who came from far away distances. I have learned some people coming from Rhode Island, from some people coming from, I met with at least one brother coming from Calgary, some people coming from Toronto. So many brothers have been driving approximately 34 hours from Los Angeles by road. People have been coming from various parts of the nation and the continent. Buses coming from Florida and Georgia and New York and Chicago. We have more than 100 participants from Chicago alone. And so many other places from Michigan and elsewhere. And certainly, this is a sign that you all love Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, and you all love the message of the pure Muhammadan Islam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we have those volunteers who have been working so hard. For the sake of all the participants and all the volunteers who have worked hard, please read a loud salawat. I would like to start this award-giving ceremony with announcing the names for the brothers who have worked hard in various fields. So please welcome Brother Asad Beg. So please come and take your award. Please welcome him in a loud salawat, Brother Asad Beg. Brother Mehdi Jafri. Brother Mehdi Jafri, he sends a loud salawat. The next award goes to Brother Muhammad Haider Ali. Brother Muhammad Haider Ali. And this one is for Muhammad Murtaza Ali. This one is for Brother Sayyid Mohsen Hussain. Has he left as well? Okay. And this one is for Sayyid Mohsen Naqi. Brother Mohsen Naqi is in the kitchen working still very hard, mashallah. And this one goes to the director of the beautiful play that we all enjoyed, Sister Sayyida Panjwani. Please welcome her with a loud salawat. Sister Sakina Fatima Ali. Sister Sakina Fatima Ali. And this one goes to Brother Samir Abbas. And Sister Tuba Hassan. And then we had the camps. And throughout the year, the six annual camps, we have been working hard on behalf of the Muslim Congress to add the seventh camp, inshallah, is going to happen this first weekend of September in Indiana. So we have the six camps for the New York and New Jersey annual camp. This award goes to Brother Tansir Sayyid. And this one goes to Sister Fatima Khan. Fatima Jafri Khan. She's not here. And this one is for Sister Nasreen Abu Shaiba. Angeles camps and the Seattle camps. So this one goes to the team of the Los Angeles camp, Sister Masuma Tirmizi and Brother Ali Raza Beg. Seattle camps, which were conducted by two directors of the camp, Sister Shama Chaudhary and Sister Zehra Abidi. Congress for the Islam and Muslimin, Maulana Sheikh Ghulam Pur Shabiri, to please come forward and give the prizes to the scholars and the guests of the conference with his hand, inshallah, and two of the last volunteers which have been doing the some of the greatest jobs throughout the conference. Please welcome Hujjatul Islam Shabiri with a loud salawat. Obviously, the food that we enjoyed, they were brothers who were not professional cooks or something. They have their own professions, but they donated their time and everything of theirs. They were sacrificing. They could not participate in the conference because they were helping us to participate in the conference. So they were working behind the scenes for hours and hours to make the food for us. I would like to recognize Brother Kamran Ahmed. Please come forward to receive your prize from Maulana Islam Shabiri. He's still in the kitchen. Okay. And this one goes to the person who has been the driving force and working hard, probably more than anyone else in the kitchen. Brother Wasif Sajjad, please welcome him with three loud salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Brothers and sisters, this conference cannot be a success without the spiritual food for our souls. And obviously the spiritual food has been provided by the great scholars. We are blessed in this year as well to have some of the most renowned scholars who are blessing our gathering. So obviously I would like to name all those guest scholars one by one, and Maulana Shabiri is going to award the prizes. First of all, we have the honor to welcome the the personality who meets with Ayatollah Al-Uthma Sistani, hafizahullah, and brings his message, blesses our gathering with his message, and we pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prolong the life of his and all the Maraji, Islamic leader. Please welcome Hujjatul Islam and Muslimin Sayyid Shahristani with a loud salawat. Made his way all the way from, you know, far from overseas, and you know, delivered a wonderful speech in this conference as well. So please welcome the Honorable Scholar Sayyid Tijani Samawi with a loud salawat. As well. Please welcome Dr. Rebecca Masterton from UK, and with a loud salawat. Okay, this is the award for Hujjatul Islam, Maulana Sayyid Hanif Shah from Chicago, Illinois. Please welcome him with a loud salawat. And mashallah, this year as well, we have the honor to welcome another respectable guest of ours, and he blessed our gathering last year as well. Please welcome Hujjatul Islam Sheikh Mazin Sahlani with loud salawat. Please welcome another alim coming all the way from Canada and blessing our gathering. Please welcome Maulana Sayyid Hassan Mustafa Rizvi with a loud salawat. Also this year, mashallah, we have a great recitation of Quran. Isn't that right? Nabwil buyutakum bi tilawatil Quran. So this takbir, this enlightening illumination of our conference took place this time with the beautiful and professional qira'at of Hujjatul Islam Abadar Wahidi. Please welcome him with a loud salawat. Since the last 7 years, we have an honorable scholar and renowned Muslim activist who has been blessing our gathering for all those 7 years successfully, despite all the hardships he faces and the travelings. And we pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases in his tawfiq. Please welcome our Imam Abdul Alim Musa from Washington, D.C. with a loud salawat. Now this award is for someone with this person belongs to a family that the entire Muslim community and the non-Muslim community of United States recognize this family. We are blessed to have him in our conference. Please welcome Brother Malcolm Shahbaz, the grandson of Malcolm X, who blessed us and with his presence in this year's conference. Welcome him with a loud salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad.
This award goes to our scholar arriving from Austin, Texas, Hujjatul Islam, Maulana Jafar Muhibullah. Please welcome him with another loud salawat. And this alim came all the way from Atlanta, Georgia, who is the resident alim in Atlanta. Please welcome Hujjatul Islam Sayyid Nafis Taqawi with a loud salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad.
Also, we are pleased and blessed with the presence of another alim. He also blessed us last year. This is the second year for his presence. Please welcome Hujjatul Islam Muhammad Subhani with a loud salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
And this is the certificate that belongs to the resident alim of New Jersey. MashaAllah, we have participation from so many states, MashaAllah. Please welcome Hujjatul Islam Mehdi Agha with a loud salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Another great scholar has been, we have the privilege to welcome him in this year's conference. So please welcome Sheikh Ali Rashid with a loud salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
MashaAllah, and this certificate belongs to an alim, MashaAllah, who traveled all the way from England. And this is the first year we were blessed to have him, and we benefited from his speech, MashaAllah. And it's an honor to welcome Sheikh Ayub Rashid. Please say a loud salawat. Yeah, this one is for another alim who comes from New York all the way. MashaAllah, he participated last year as well and blessed us with his presence. Please welcome Hujjatul Islam Hamid Fayyazi with a loud salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
This certificate goes to the resident alim of Phoenix, Arizona. MashaAllah, Hujjatul Islam Sheikh Abdul Latif has been visiting our conference in several years, and we have been benefiting from his presence every year. Please welcome Hujjatul Islam Sheikh Al Khafaji with a long salawat. And now we have another alim who is coming from the Hausa of Qom, and that's a very long travel. And mashallah, it was a great honor to welcome him in this year's conference. And we hope that we can benefit, inshallah, in the future years as well. Please welcome Hujjatul Islam Salim Yusuf Ali as well. With a loud salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala
This scholar is the resident alim in the Fatimiya Islamic Society in the Valley area in Los Angeles, California, and he has been blessing our gathering coming all the way from California. So please welcome Hujjatul Islam Maulana Sayyid Mahir Hussain with a loud salawat. Now we're going to invite the scholar for whom the youth of America are holding very, very high hopes, rightfully so. And mashallah, we have been blessing with his presence since several years now. So we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah increases in his tawfiq further. Please welcome Hujjatul Islam Sheikh Hamza Saudagar with a loud salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar.
We have the privilege to welcome this brother who has worked hard, traveled all the distance, coming for several years now, and sharing the information, the wisdom, the experience that he has, and his services towards Islamic communities. So please welcome Brother Dawood Waleed, representing the CARE organization, with a loud salawat. Also, we have this honorable guest who's part of the Muslim Congress Educational Board, working hard behind the scenes. And mashallah, this is also a great service, because providing the educational food for our communities, our children, working hard in those lines so that our children are receiving the correct Islamic informations. So please welcome Brother Sami Hijazi from Houston, Texas, with a loud salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
And last of all, we are honored at Muslim Congress Board of Trustees to have included another great scholar in this line, and obviously that was something that was much needed. And this scholar, mashallah, has he right now is residing in Houston in Islamic Education Center along with Maulana Islam Maulana Shabiri. So he is now part of the Board of Trustees of Muslim Congress. So please welcome Hujjatul Islam Sheikh Hussain Makki with a long salawat. Also, we are very honored to have the resident Alim from the city of Kansas, where we are in right now, and Hujjatul Islam, Maulana Sheikh Ali Farooq, Hafizahullah, may Allah protect him and increase in his tawfiq. We apologize from him that because we didn't know about that earlier, we could have made a certificate for him, but we recognize his presence, and we thank him very much for blessing our gathering, for being present in this conference. So please honor in the respect of Maulana Sheikh Ali Farooq, please recite a loud salawat. Also, we have the honor and privilege to host another respectable guest who came all the way from England and blessed our gathering. And the community benefited from her presence in this conference. So she did the hard job of traveling all the way and basically providing us with sharing with us the wisdom and the knowledge. So this sister has studied in the Hausa of Qom, and she resides in London, UK. So please, in the respect and honor of Sister Zarmina Awan, please recite a loud salawat. Now at the end, I would certainly like to request all of you to recognize the board of directors. Obviously, a conference of this scale requires a lot of hard work and a lot of legwork as well. And we have, mashallah, these hardworking professionals in various states who are part of the board of directors, and they have been working hard throughout the year to make sure that this conference is done properly and rightfully. So it's a very hard job. Those who are doing it can understand how hard it is to manage a conference of this scale. So mashallah, for the sake of tawfiq, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase in their ajr, keep them mu'ayyad, and keep them muwaffaq for what they are doing. Please read a loud salawat for all the members of the board of directors of the Muslim Congress. Obviously, the scholars who are part of the Board of Trustees and supervising everything and doing this ishraf over all the services that are taking place throughout the year, not just the conference. I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah increases in the tawfiq of all these ulama who have been working hard. Please and say another loud salawat for all these ulama. And before we come to the official end with reciting the dua, and I request Hujjat al-Islam Sheikh Shabiri to come forward and read the dua. I would again like to request all of you to recognize all those anonymous volunteers. There are so many volunteers who have voluntarily signed up for various services. Some of the volunteers, we don't even know how they have been working hard and what arenas they have been working hard, giving so many hours. They could have relaxed like some others, you know, and participated in so many other things going on. But this shows the ikhlas and the sincerity of all these volunteers. I don't know their complete list, and I can only pray for all of you. And I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep you under the lutf, under the special mercy of Imam Sahib al-Zaman alayhi salam. So please, in order that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala furthers their tawfiq, please read a loud salawat for all the volunteers who work hard in any form for the sake of this conference in the path of Imam Sahib al-Zaman alayhi salam.